You're listening to KHUM, Humble Grown Radio Without the Rules. And next week, Ziggy Marley, next Wednesday, is going to be back in town and going to be performing over the Van Duzer Theater. And right now I happen to have Ziggy Marley on the phone. How's it going?
Yeah, man, looking forward for coming up, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And so you've been to Humble many times. What is one of your favorite things about it? What are you looking forward to the most coming back?
Really, I love up there. I love the people, and I love the countryside. You know, I love the vibes. Yeah, let's just put it that way. I love the vibes up there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to put it. But, and just before the break, I played a song off of your new album, Rebellion Rises, and it was The Storm Is Coming, and you have your son, Gideon Marley, on that with you.
True, yeah. Gideon, the little rapping DJ thing in that song,
Yeah.
You know, they're in the studio and I'm working. Yeah, he's here laughing right now.
So is he doing some of the dates with you?
No, not right now, because school soon start back, but not right now, no.
Okay, sweet. It's pretty cool of you to include him in a lot of your recordings and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not automatic. They got to work hard at it and practice, and so it's a part of the lesson in life, really, for them. To understand, say, all right, you want to do this? Well, guess what? It's hard work. You're not just because you're my son, I'm not just going to put you on the record if it's not right, you know? It's a part of life lesson.
Yeah, so you have to make them work too. With your father, you also, with Bob Marley, you were around whenever he was doing a lot of recording. I heard a story about how you were actually underneath the board whenever you were nine, whenever he was recording an album at one point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, man, it used to be exciting to go into the studio as a child. It was like, wow, look at the lights. Like, I felt, I have such a big imagination that I imagine I was in a spaceship. It was like, you know, I love being in the studio, yeah, because my imagination just got crazy, you know?
Well, that's a good thing for a musician to have, is a great imagination.
I had it from when I was a little boy.
I've never heard anyone call it like a spaceship before, the experience of being in the studio. But yeah, that is really cool. I could definitely see that analogy now that you mentioned something about that.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, what is, I was just looking at many of the people that you've been, gosh, you tour a lot. And you've had a lot of different people on tour with you while you've been touring. What's one of your favorite and most memorable tour mates that you've had?
Tour mates?
Yeah, like bands you've toured with. Like anything exciting in that realm?
It's been a while since I've done. I mean, it's been a while since, many years ago we used to do some tours with groups like INXS and the Black Crowes and a lot of other groups. But it's been a while since I've done that type of tour. What I've been doing is a lot of festivals and we were in Europe and Grace Jones was on one of the shows with us, so that's exciting. Usually right now it's just really me and, you know, alone. Not a lot of tour mates unless my brothers then pass through, because I hear my Steven is coming up to Humboldt too soon.
Mm-hmm.
So we might intersect and do something together at that time. You never can tell, you know.
Okay, cool. Do you know what you're going to do together? Just hang out if you intersect, or?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Okay, sweet. That sounds good. Yeah, sweet. So you have your new album, Rebellion Rises. It's pretty chill. And then you're going to be doing this soundcheck giveaway with us. And so some of our listeners are actually going to come and get to go into your soundcheck next Wednesday before the show.
Yeah, we do some serious sound check too, so.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's that's something really cool to go ahead and offer people. And then you're...
Yeah, man, I mean, this is a real thing, you know what I mean? You can see what goes into what we do. To come to the show is one thing, but to see, like, what's happening behind the scenes and how we get ready is to understand the full experience, you know?
Yeah, and then to have a little meet and greet with everybody afterwards. That takes a lot of your time, and it really means a lot to a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it means a lot to me that people come out. I mean, people support what we do, which is, for me, I'm the most appreciative of that. So whatever we can do to, you know, back or show our appreciation. I mean, we have to do that. We can't be like some snobs or nothing, you know?
I know, but it's a kind of a rare thing, especially in an area like this where people offer meet and greets and that sort of thing. So that is
well, good, then.
Really
we
amazing.
Look forward to it then.
What?
We look forward to it then.
Okay, cool. And I know a lot of people are really excited to go ahead and win some of those tickets. Now, I have just one more question for you. What was it like to write the theme song for Arthur?
Well, I didn't write that song. We sang that song.
You didn't write it? Who wrote it? 'Cause
I don't know. I don't even know. Maybe I wrote one word. I don't even remember. To tell you, it's been so long, but I remember doing it in Jamaica at the time. Never thought it would be this big thing now, but, you know, it's all good.
So what they do, just come up to you and be like, hey, you want to go ahead and do this theme song for this cool children's television program that we're starting up?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, yeah, sure, why not? Let me see. What's the song?
You're like, okay, I'm just going to roll with the punches.
I like doing stuff in the children's space. We got children, it's important.
It is really important, and that's why it's so cool that you have, you know, your kids record with you, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, man, it's important, man. God, the real change in the world is them, really. You know, we are, I don't think anybody in position of leadership in the world right now is going to really do anything drastic to superly change the status quo. So it's up to us to give the children good directions that the future will be better than what it is now. And, you know, the children is where it lies. Everything lies within them. So we have to definitely, you know, give them some inspiration and the right, point them in the right direction, because we all know what the world needs. We all know what humanity needs. We know. So, and we know that this existing generation is not up to the task. We're still here trying to make things better, but we have to feed the children the right food so that we know that eventually the dreams of humanity, peace, love, more peace, more love, a more balanced world will become the everyday reality for the next future generation. But it starts from now, you know?
I completely agree with that, and you put it so eloquently too. Ziggy, what song of yours do you want to go ahead and wrap up, or just any song, period, in the world? Do you want to go ahead and wrap up this interview?
Any song in the world?
Any song in the world. It could be anything, as long as I can access it.
wait, you feel Rebellion Rises already?
I have not played that yet today. I played it yesterday. You want me to play that?
Yeah, keep it going. Keep it playing. our Circle of Peace.
All right.
Circle of Peace. Circle of Peace.
Circle of Peace? Okay, I could do
that. I like that one.
And that's with and that's with Steven on it, right?
That's with Steven. Good. That's the best choice right there.
All right, sweet. Well, everybody go out and see Ziggy Marley next Wednesday on over at the Van Duzer Theater. Thanks so much for taking a little bit of time to talk to me.
Yeah, man. Thank you, man. Love.
All right, sweet. I'm going to go ahead and put on now Circle of Peace. You're listening to K-Ham.